And we live in a day when such times, as I mentioned, difficult days, are all around us. Difficult circumstances, challenges, confrontations that we face on every hand. It is there. We are conscious of it. We must be aware of it. And therefore, we live in a day when the future of the cause of Jesus Christ is to be brought into sharp focus in the face of the challenges that confront it. We've been thinking about that to some degree already, about the future. In these meetings, about the work of God in days to come, what faces us, what we have to deal with, the challenges that are actually there. We have been thinking about that.
This is Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of Cloverdale. Welcome to our program today as we seek to preach the fullness of Christ to sinners in all their need and to the edification of the Lord's redeemed people.
Oh,
welcome to our program today. I'm Andrew Fitton, the pastor of Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church, 1879 58th Avenue, Surrey. We give a warm invitation to you and your family to attend the Western Bible Conference in our congregation in Cloverdale from Friday the 31st of July through to Sunday the 2nd of August. The meetings will be advertised on our webpage, cloverdalefpc.ca. Do visit our page for the times of those services, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and our Facebook page as well will have the details of these meetings. During the month of July, we are sharing old messages from our conference with you here on our programme. Today's preacher is Pastor John Greer from Northern Ireland, and his subject is A Way Forward in Difficult Times. A Way Forward in Difficult Times. May the Lord bless the ministry of his word to your soul.
Turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And notice what the Lord Jesus said to the disciples. Acts 1 verse 4, verse number 5. He says to the disciples, "Wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Now the Lord had said this to the apostles on other occasions. Here during the 40 days, he says it again. And he said it to them even before he went back to heaven. At the very end of the 40 days, the end of Luke tells us, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye are endued with power from on high." Let me just say something here in passing. In the New Testament, the expressions being endued with power from on high, being baptized with the Holy Ghost, and being filled with the Spirit are synonymous. They are not three different experiences. They are one and the same experience. The same men to whom he speaks here that they will be baptized by the Spirit are the men who in Luke 24 and the final verse are told, "You stay in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." And they are the same men as in Acts 2, of whom we read they were filled with the Holy Ghost. I just want to get that clearly into your minds. But the point is, it's the anointed Christ who speaks to them of their anointing and their infilling. And if you turn now to chapter 2 of Acts, and look with me at verses 16 and 17 of that chapter, you will notice something very important. But this is that, Acts 2:16, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. "It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy," and so on. And so we read here of what happened at Pentecost. You know the reason why Peter had to say this. The Jews of Jerusalem couldn't understand what was going on. They heard these apostles speaking with other tongues, preaching the gospel in the languages of all those who were gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate Pentecost. People from the nations that are listed in the early part of the chapter. And they're all there. And here are these men, these apostles, and they have never learned the languages of those nations, and yet they can stand up and they can preach the gospel in their languages. For that's what the word tongues means. And so some thought they were drunk. Peter has to explain what's going on. He says, "This is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, upon my people." In Acts 2, go on down with me, please, to verse 33. "Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, And having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he, that is Christ, has shed forth this, which ye now see in here. Do you see where I'm going with this? I made the little point that woman went to the anointed one, Elisha, and she got her oil from his anointing, as it were. In other words, she got her answer from the one who was already anointed. And now we are seeing that the apostles were filled on the day of Pentecost by the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, as I said the other night, who was anointed without measure by the Spirit of God and who had the authority to pour out the oil of the Holy Ghost upon his disciples. And that's what Acts 2:33 is actually declaring very, very clearly. But here's the point for us today. Joel said, it shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit. I ask you a question. What does the New Testament mean by the phrase the last days? And the answer to that is clearly revealed in Acts 2. It's clearly revealed in Hebrews 1. What I'm saying is, Peter, under the inspiration of the Spirit, was telling the Jews in Jerusalem, we are now in the last days, and the Lord is pouring out His Spirit. In Hebrews chapter 1, you read in the first verse, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets, has spoken unto us in these last days by His Son. Men and women, the last days began in the times of Christ and the apostles, and they run right through until the Lord comes again. I know that we generalize this, and we say we must be in the last days because things are so dark and bleak and all the rest of it. But the last days is the whole New Testament age. And God gave the promise that in that age the Holy Spirit would be poured out. Now listen, He's poured out in Acts 2. But go a little farther into Acts 4, and He's poured out again. And keep on going through the book of Acts, and you will find that the Holy Ghost is poured out again and again and again. The outpouring at Pentecost was not once and for all. It was just the beginning of a multiplied, repeated outpouring of the Holy Spirit down through the generations of time. And the one who's pouring out the Spirit is our Savior, who's on the throne, who said to the disciples on the night before He died, I will send the promise of my Father upon you, even the Spirit of truth, who shall be with you forever. That means as long as the church is on the earth, the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon my people. And so I say all this today to bring home to your hearts, the promise of the Holy Ghost was not for only the first century. It's for you. It's for me. And from the Anointed One, the Savior, we receive our anointing. And we receive that anointing when we do, like the woman did here in 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse number 1 says this, There cried a certain woman unto Elisha. She went to Elisha and she cried to him. Her state is desperate. Her need is beyond her. But she goes to the man of God. She goes to the Anointed One and she cries to him. And through his instrumentality, her need is met. We see Christ in that very clearly. Very, very clearly. The promise of the Spirit is given to us in Christ and through Christ and fulfilled when He pours out His Spirit. The oil of the Holy Ghost is poured out and the needs of our lives are met. I can't go any farther with that point now, but my dear friend, I want you to get a hold of this. The promise of the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost is as much for us today as it was for the disciples, for the church of Christ in that first century. It's for us today. And so there's the potential. And there's the promise. And then finally, there's the pouring. Because if you look at 2 Kings 4, you read of this pouring. Verse 4, the command was through Elisha, pour out into all those vessels. Verse number 6, she poured out. I referred to the first time you read in the Bible of oil, Genesis 28:18, and you'll discover the very same words used there, where Jacob built his altar of stone in the form of a pillar, and then it says he poured oil upon the top of it. So you got both words there, the verb poured and the noun oil, in the first reference to such an event in the Bible. And here it is again, the oil and then the pouring of it. And in that I see that wonderful truth that God pours out His Spirit. Notice here the receptacles of the pouring, empty vessels. Empty vessels. Let me tell you, my dear friend, as the old hymn says, empty that thou shouldest fill me, a clean vessel in thy sight, with no power but as thou givest. For every need and every situation, emptied that thou mayest fill me. Living close to the Lord, are you an empty vessel? That's what the requirement was. Elisha said, get empty vessels. Vessels that were therefore without anything in them. Therefore, to be filled with the oil to the brim. Those are the receptacles of this pouring. But you know, there's also the rationale of this pouring, because she was instructed to go into the privacy of her home and pour oil from the one pot into all those empty vessels. What's that? That's the rationale of faith. Get as many empty vessels as you can. You've only got one pot, remember. But get all the empty vessels you can put your hands on and pour into them. Every one of them, out of the one original vessel. And that's what I mean by the rationale of faith. You see, faith believes in the inexhaustibility of the Spirit and His power. The Holy Ghost has been filling men down through the ages, but He's not exhausted. That potential is still there. And therefore, in faith, we go to the Lord and we cry, Lord, fill me. Fill me as you filled Peter and James and John. Fill me as you filled Martin Luther and John Calvin and Charles Spurgeon and George Whitefield and all the great men of God whom you have ever read about. Every one of them was a Spirit-filled man. You see, there's the indwelling of the Spirit that we receive at the new birth, and then there's a subsequent infilling of the Spirit that comes when we're going to serve the Lord. Every time we go to serve the Lord, we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You go out to give out tracts, don't go in your own strength. If you want to witness to your neighbors or your family members, you need to get down on your knees first of all and ask the Lord to fill you. And ask Him in faith, because you cannot exhaust the Spirit of God. He will fill you just as He filled those of a bygone day. Then there is the result of the pouring. Verse number 7. He said, go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. What's the result of the pouring? There was a sufficiency to meet the current need at that moment. Pay your debt now. But then there was also a surplus to meet the future need. Live thou and thy sons, thy children of the rest. Notice that, men and women. We have immediate needs. But the Holy Spirit can come upon us today and those present needs, those current needs will be met. But then going forward, there's a sufficiency in the Holy Ghost to meet every future need. That's what happened here. What a passage this is. What an account we have here of our God's mighty power. A little passage that you might pass by in your reading and wonder, what's in that for me? What's it mean? What's its message? What's its teaching? And here we have it. It's a passage that's teaching the way forward in difficult times, when everything seems impossible and confrontational, very, very much opposed to the things of God, there is a way forward because the Holy Spirit is the irresistible, sovereign Spirit of the living God. And without His coming upon His people, without His operation in our midst, there is no way forward. Therefore, let us cry mightily in our times of prayer, in our private season of intercession, Lord, come upon us, come among us, fill us afresh, breathe on us anew. Come down in power into our meetings. Bring conviction of sin, bring trouble of heart. Bring us into a closer walk with Thee. Save our loved ones. Reach society around us. The potential's there, the promise is there, and the pouring out of the Spirit can happen again and again and again. May the Lord bless His word to all of our hearts for His own name's sake and for His own glory. For you.
As the pastor of Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church, 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, I do invite you and your family to our Western Bible Conference. This conference is in its third year and has moved around the various churches that we have in Williams Lake and in Calgary. And this year it is coming to our congregation in Cloverdale. The conference takes place from Friday the 31st of July. There will be an evening meeting, and then it continues on Saturday the 1st of August. There will be a gathering in the morning, and then there will be a meeting again in the evening. On the Lord's Day, the 2nd of August, we will be meeting at 10:30 a.m. in the morning and 6 p.m. in the evening, our normal times of worship. The preacher will be Pastor Logan Elder, who is the minister of Orlando Free Presbyterian Church in Florida in the United States. And he will be coming to bring God's word to our conference. We do warmly invite you and your family to come and join us. The various details and the times of the services are available on our website, www.cloverdalefpc.ca. That email address will be repeated at the end of today's program in a few moments. You can also email me, pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. You can also contact me on telephone 604-576-1091. And I'll be more than happy to pass on the various details of our conference to you. It is also important for Christians to have access to good and sound Christian literature. And this was one of the desires that we had for our conference when it commenced in 2024. And as a result of that, we will be having a book table at our conference on the Friday evening and on the Saturday. There will be a wide range of Reformed and evangelical materials available, books for children, devotionals, theological books, and a selection of Bibles. We also love the Puritans and the Puritan literature, and there will be a wide selection of Puritan books for you to consider. The Puritans loved the Word of God. They loved to expound the Scriptures and to emphasize the importance of righteous living, of living your life as an example that points to the Lord Jesus Christ and His so great salvation. They desire to know more of God day by day, and that is the aim for our conference, so that our congregation, those who attend, will grow in their spiritual walk. And so we invite you and your family to join us, and do visit our website for those additional details. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. I'm Andrew Fitton, and we want to thank you for joining with us today. If these programs have been a blessing and an encouragement to you, or if you need spiritual help or desire to know more about the gospel, please contact us. Our phone number is 604-576-1091, or you can always contact us by email pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. It is our desire that you would know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and be built up in your faith. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of Cloverdale, located at the corner of 188 Street and 58 Avenue. Our website is cloverdalefpc.ca. Our Sunday services take place at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We meet for Bible study and prayer on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And we warmly invite you and your family to join us as we seek to preach Christ in all His fullness to sinners in all their need. Again, you can contact me at pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com or by phone on 604-576-1091. We have a presence on Facebook, Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church, and we're also responsible for the evangelistic page, Gospel Vancouver. Log on to Facebook, find us, check us out, and feel free to like, follow, and share. Again, our website is cloverdalefpc.ca. And it contains all the information for our church and radio ministry. And join us again Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for the preaching of God's precious word.